This is Arkies in the Beltway, a look at national politics and the Arkansans influencing the discussions. I'm Alex Thomas, Washington correspondent for the Arkansas Democratic Gazette, reporting from the nation's capital. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Arkies in the Beltway for the week of May 26, 2024. Lawmakers using two congressional hearings last week to ask questions surrounding the March 19th raid at Brian Malinowski's home and the Little Rock Airport director's subsequent death. Members of the House of Representatives Judiciary Committee hearing testimony on the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, and agents' conduct in executing a search warrant at Malinowski's West Little Rock residence. Malinowski, the executive director of the Bill and Hillary Clinton National Airport, had caught attention for purchasing 150 firearms over nearly 3 years and selling the guns without a proper license. As agents in tactical gear and without body cameras entered the Malinowski home, he picked up a loaded pistol and fired shots at the figures. Agents returned fire, striking Malinowski in the head. He died 2 days later. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan of Ohio began reviewing the case following a request from Representative French Hill of Little Rock.
The circumstances of Mr. Malinowski's death raised questions about whether the ATF followed proper protocol during the execution of this search warrant.
Committee members heard from Malinowski family attorney Bud Cummins last Wednesday. During his testimony, Cummins noted Malinowski was a collector of firearms, and he would go to gun shows to display his gun and coin collections.
His family and his friends and all his work colleagues would all guarantee you, if they were here today, that he loved his career and he loved being in the airport management business. And if anybody had ever suggested to him that his weekend hobby was in any way threatening that, he would have immediately been hands off.
Committee Republicans lambasting ATF during the two hearings over the lack of body cameras, the timing of the raid in the early morning hours of March 19th, and agents' entry into the Malinowski home. North Dakota Representative Kelly Armstrong.
I mean, I think we need to just take a step back here and recognize if this was anything else other than ATF and firearms, people would be apoplectic about how this warrant was set up. But because it involves something that has a political reason, but there's a person dead.
ATF Director Stephen Dettelbach appeared before the full committee last Thursday, mum about the raid, citing the ongoing investigation. The Arkansas State Police last month turned over its findings to the 6th Judicial District Prosecuting Attorney's Office in Little Rock. Dettelbach issued multiple warnings about making any statements or actions that would interfere with those efforts.
The reason that we called for the investigation is we're not trying to hide anything. The reason I'm not going to talk about what's going on in that investigation is to respect its independence and out of fairness.
ATF has a policy mandating task force officers have body-worn cameras, yet Dettelbach says only a third of field divisions have cameras because of a phased rollout, adding ATF has requested nearly $38 million to complete this integration as soon as possible.
Currently, with what we have now, without anything else, we will be implemented across the country by end of 2026.
Members of the Malinowski family, including Malinowski's widow, Mayor, attended these hearings. Dettelbach expressed his sympathies to the Malinowskis during his appearance. The House Agriculture Committee taking a major step in getting a farm bill done. Committee members completed a markup of the bill Friday, with the Republican majority united to ensure advancement. Four members of the Democratic minority backed moving the bill forward as well. Representative Rick Crawford of Jonesboro was among those who favored the measure. He is the only Arkansas lawmaker who serves on this committee. The proposal makes several adjustments to standing agriculture, nutrition, and rural development programs, such as a minimum 10% increase in commodity reference prices and boost to existing broadband and workforce development programs. House Committee Chairman G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania.
I firmly believe the legislation before us today restores a robust rural economy, invests in America's farmers and ranchers and foresters, and bolsters every facet of American agriculture.
Democrats in both chambers oppose language preventing the executive branch from making changes to SNAP benefits. They are also challenging a proposed reallocation of Inflation Reduction Act dollars toward other conservation programs. Senate Agriculture Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow of Michigan saying these provisions will split lawmakers in a way that will make passing a farm bill an impossible task. Representative Don Davis of North Carolina was one of the four Democrats who voted for advancing the farm bill proposal. He has his concerns with the Republican plan, but says the markup is just one part of completing a bipartisan farm bill.
My commitment is to work with the chair, the ranking member, my colleagues, and anybody in this Congress that's willing to get to the bipartisan bill that we know is needed for the American people.
Senator John Bozeman of Rogers is the top Republican on the Senate Agriculture Committee. He says Thompson's bill incorporates many concerns of stakeholders in a way that mirrors what Senate Republicans are trying to do. Democrats on the Senate Agriculture Committee have published an overview of their bill. Bozeman says the Republican framework will be released in the coming weeks. The full House passing comprehensive legislation addressing digital assets like cryptocurrencies, the Financial Innovation and Technology for the 21st Century Act, sets new authorities for federal agencies in regulating digital assets and related transactions. 71 Democrats joined the House Republican Conference in passing the bill last Wednesday. Representative Hill, who helped introduce the legislation, says he was expecting 30 to 50 of his Democratic colleagues to support the measure.
It fully reflected the year of work between Republicans and Democrats who worked together to write this bill in two different committees, both House Agriculture and House Financial Services.
Lawmakers started the task of drafting legislation following the collapse of cryptocurrency exchange FTX in late 2022. Another matter, which Hill notes, is work in the European Union and other countries in establishing regulatory frameworks, giving them an edge over the United States. House members have held discussions with their Senate counterparts in regards to passing legislation during this Congress. Lawmakers are facing limited time with the year approaching the halfway mark, but Hill, a former banker, says Wednesday's vote should be assigned to senators about the strong interest on Capitol Hill in making changes. Most federal lawmakers left Washington, D.C. at the end of last week, returning home for the Memorial Day holiday. Representative Steve Womack, not one of them. The congressman from Rogers attended the U.S. Military Academy's graduation ceremony in West Point, New York on Saturday. He returned to D.C. for today's National Memorial Day concert at the steps of the U.S. Capitol. The concert is a tradition for Womack, who also serves as host of a post-concert reception at the National Museum of the American Indian. The performance will feature stories of service members and their accounts fighting overseas. Womack says those tellings are touching to hear.
They will take stories from historical eras in our military history and bring them back to life using Hollywood and music in order to be able to do that.
This year's performers include actors like Gary Sinise and Bryan Cranston, with music from the National Symphony Orchestra and artists like Jamie Johnson. PBS will have live coverage of the concert, which is set to begin this evening at 7 o'clock Central. Womack says the concert is worth everyone's time, especially because of its respect to America's military.
You know, enjoy your barbecue, enjoy your lake activity, your fishing trip, your round of golf. But find the time during the weekend to be able to just take in the great hardship and sacrifice that well over a million people have endured so that we can live the lives that we enjoy.
As for Congress, lawmakers will be away from Capitol Hill for this week. Both chambers will resume legislative business starting June 3rd. And that'll do it for this edition of Arkies in the Beltway for the week of May 26th, 2024. You can stay up to date with all news involving Arkansas at arkansasonline.com. You can get in touch with me on social media. My handle is at AlexHouseThomas. Special thanks, as always, to the team down in Little Rock. I'm Alex Thomas, and this has been Arkies in the Beltway. Thanks for listening.